This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply, a legislative check-in with State Representative Cedric Hayden. Good morning. Thanks for being on.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Always a pleasure to be on and do a little update of things Salem and beyond.
So, first of all, I want to take a look at the district. You cover parts of Lane, parts of Douglas County. Lane County on Friday going into moderate risk level. Douglas County remains in the extreme risk level. What's your overall reaction about the economic impact of all of this?
So we're seeing some shifting in the risk levels, and I guess if you want to read some good news into it, two-thirds of the counties, basically two-thirds of the counties in Oregon, the 36 counties in Oregon, are now in moderate to low risk. As you mentioned, Lane County is one of the ones that has dropped down. They were at an extreme a couple of weeks ago, and then they went to moderate risk here. Well, they went from extreme to high, and now they're in moderate here in Lane County, along with multiple other counties. But about two-thirds are in the moderate to low risk, and then we still have 11 counties that are in the extreme to high risk. Two of those, one of which is Douglas County, is now back into the extreme risk. And so the way that as the risk levels lower, the way that that helps our businesses and stuff, according to the rules or regulations that have been laid out by the governor's office and enforced either by OSHA or OHA, it allows them to uptick the capacity that they have in their facilities. So lower the risk level, the higher their capacity, basically 25% capacity at the high risk, and then 50 at the moderate and 75 at the low, and so forth. And so they're able to slowly move back into having customers come back and into their businesses. Now, the governor, I will mention for Douglas County businesses, the governor did do, if you haven't heard, the governor did add a new caveat. If a county has been down at a lower risk and gets moved back up, like happened with Douglas County, she has now created a new rule or regulation where there's a two-week cushion without changing their lower risk. And so they have 2 weeks to get back down to that. Although she did that kind of mid last week in the middle of between Friday when those risk levels changed and I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, she came out with that new cushion to it. So those are kind of the things happening as far as risk levels across the state. We are seeing them dropping, but we do have some instances or two counties, Coos and Douglas County, that are still in the extreme risk.
With all the impact on businesses and some various kinds, restaurants, bars, gyms, etc., has there been any talk in this session of some economic help from the state specifically for the types of businesses that have been hardest hit by these restrictions?
Well, we would like to see a little more talk about that. I will say that there are some bills, and we don't know how far, or the deadline isn't there for hearing. So the bills that are out there, roughly 4,000 bills that are out there, we have some bills that take one approach and deal with the regulation penalty on some of our restaurants across the state of Oregon felt that they were compliant with the rules and regulations and barriers and masks and all that, but were found to be not in compliance with the capacity, how many people they could have at the restaurant, or was it totally, take out, that kind of thing. How long were the people in the restaurant? So there is some legislation that says basically, hey, if it can be proven that these people were really trying to comply with the regulation and there was no COVID event that came from it, that those fines and fees would be squashed. And so I'm watching that. As far as help, financial help, what I'm disappointed in is there's a lot of tax proposals coming forward for you know, our businesses. Yesterday, we passed some fairly small, but to me, even a small tax increase is a tax increase, and property tax increases in a couple of our counties. One was in Lane County and one was in Klamath. And I just don't think that's the right time to do it. There's an argument going on in the legislature whether the federal government's help to individuals and small businesses through the individual stimulus check or the payroll protection program loan slash grant checks, if you're small enough and now 20 employees and under, you're supposed to be able to get that forgiven, whether that will be taxed or not. And so that will not be helpful if they tax that. And so we're trying to make sure that the thirst to increase revenue is not there, because we are having budgets coming in, forecasted budgets coming in, that we are actually going to have more money than we did last time around.
What about highlights of some of the things that have been going on so far this week with the legislature?
Okay, so one new thing this week in the legislature is that we did open up on Mondays, the 8th. That was our first a two-session day week. So we now meet at 11 a.m. on Monday and 11 a.m. on Tuesdays. We did, for the first time, have bills come to the House floor, and we started voting on Monday. I was there in Salem, and Tuesday I was there in Salem. I'm back in my in-district office now. And we had four or five bills. So the bills are starting to trickle through. Deadlines are coming up. I believe it's March 19th. That the deadlines come up to where bills have to be posted in order to move forward. That doesn't mean they have to be heard, but they have to be posted for a work session. So the timeframes are moving forward. We're now into what's called priority bills from legislators. We each get five of those, and I do have one priority bill that I will be dropping here in the next day or two moving forward that has to do with health care issues.
Yesterday, the Senate GOP leader, Fred Girard, had a release out asking that the Capitol be open to the public by April 21st. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think those are helpful. If you noticed, both the House and the Senate sent a letter to the governor saying that, hey, we got to get serious about reopening schools now that the vaccinations have been prioritized to our teachers. I had requested and got approval for the OEA Director Colt Gills to come into our COVID committee and just asked, you know, okay, now that teachers have been prioritized on the vaccination list, are you going to commit to reopening the schools at any set time frame once those are available? And he wouldn't commit to that. And so our House and the Senate has been putting pressure on the governor for school reopening. And you noticed after that press release came out, just hours later, she announced that schools will be reopening after spring break. And so Girard is putting pressure on here to get people back in the Capitol. And I think his April 1st date is probably going to work. I mean, it is time for people to get back into the Capitol. And the more pressure that we put so people can have their say on the legislation, the more likely it's to get there. So I think he has a good approach there.
All right, out of time for now. We'll check in again soon. State Representative Cedric Hayden, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, sir.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN, the morning conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.